Hi there, how you doing? This is Mr. PD the Motivator and the American Rebel. And if you like what you hear here, go to anchor.fm and go to Human Rehabilitation, where you will actually hear podcasts not only for American Rebel, but some comedy ones, but also some religious ones, some religious reading ones, as well as some a lot of human rehab or life coaching ones, which is the main part of human rehab. Is life coaching, the sole purpose. And if you like that, then go there. Or if you want, check me out over on Parler, Human Rebuilt, Mr. PD, Motivator, American Rebel. And if you're on Facebook, go on Facebook, Peter K. DeCrane, initial letter K, Peter K. DeCrane, on Facebook, and friend me, and I will put you then on the American Rebel, the Rebel page, in which on there and on Parler, I put a lot of stuff out that you probably don't see out there. And I put it out there for you to check out. Okay? So I'm just saying, check it out, because it's amazing what you're seeing. And there we'll have my podcast, as well as some striking, maybe even scathing satires. From other people on YouTube and that I'll put on there too, just for your own enjoyment too as well. But what I want to talk to you, and of course the last but not least nudge is my website, www.humanrehabilitation.com. It's www.humanrehabilitation.com. By all means, check that out. There's it's a service website for human rehabilitation, which is the life coaching, as well as also gives you some things to think about, laugh about, a couple things of faith, remembering heroes. It's just an all out very awesome website. I put a lot on there, and I'm telling you, it's great for you to go. It would be just great for you to check out. I'd be honored to check it out. But the one thing I want to talk to you real briefly about here is it's called covering up. Now, in our lives, we know that, people do things. You do things, right? You do things to cover up something. You do something to cover up what you do. Face it, you do. You know the old saying the old cartoons and the old TV shows and movies where they sweep the floor and get it all nice and clean, and instead of taking the dust out of the room, they sleep under the rug so that people don't see the dirt. It's covered up. Or if they don't want somebody to see their stuff in the room, they throw all their stuff in the closet, and then they kind of are pushing to shut the door. Just to cover up all the junk they have in their house, in that room, and just cover it up and put it into a closet. And in both cases, though, we know that the universal truth is if you try to cover up, sooner or later, it's going to come out, and it's going to overwhelm you. The more you cover it up. So the more you step on that rug, do that, and then someone finally steps on that rug, all the dust is going to come out from underneath that rug, and you're going to get the biggest whiff of dust that you're not, dust and or air dust and garbage that you, like, they'll make you cough. It's like, they'll be like something to get you, they'll get you so, it's like sneezing and all that stuff. Or someone will go open that door in that closet, and all that stuff that you shoved in that closet is going to come right out and fall right on you or that person, whoever opens that door. Big cover up. That's just the movies and old TV thing. How about in real life? You're going over I did one called The Perfect Crime, right? If you haven't seen that, heard that podcast, it's just stop what you're doing right now. Stop this podcast. Remember where it's at. And go on to The Perfect Crime, because there's no such thing as a perfect crime, because this ties somewhat into that, and it kind of works with it. So basically, when a cover up is like you think you did a crime or you did something wrong and you cover it up, right? You're going and dating some you're date you you've you've had a problem with your spouse or lover, and so you all of a sudden you're having an affair with somebody else. Well, then you're covering it up. You do things covered up. You pretend to go to work or whatever the case may be. Or, you know, when that person's gone, you go out and you mess around, try to mess around there. Cover it up, you know. And by doing so, you create a situation that builds up and builds up and builds up. The more you cover up, that the point on that particular, in that particular scenario is, sooner or later, that stuff will fall on you, and then it'll fall over you, or come out, or all come out in plain sight, and your relationship will go way out in this late end right there. Or there will be deep trouble because you covered all that up for a longest period of time, and now just eventually it overflows or comes out. I mean, same thing with, you know, with them, with people that are, some people that steal money, you know, they cover up. As soon as they found out, it comes out, and all of a sudden they're overwhelmed because they have to go to jail or whatever the case may be. You know, when you're kids, this was an easy thing to do. You try to cover up that you didn't do your homework. Did you do your homework? Yeah, I did my homework. Okay, let me see it. So you reluctantly show them something, but it's very little compared to what you should have done. You try to cover up by words, but when they ask you to do the proof on it, bam, it all falls on you. Have you been studying for your test? Are you doing good in school? Yeah, I'm doing awesome in school. You've been on your phone. You've been on the internet at school. You've been doing a whole bunch of stuff that you shouldn't be doing in school, and except for studying. And you're saying, oh, I'm getting good grades. Yeah, oh, I'm getting awesome grades. And then finally that report card comes in and you can't close that closet. All those bad grades come out. All the F's and D's come out of that closet. And you can't hide them one bit. Cover it up. You try to avoid the truth in front of the, you don't, and then some of them, some people, when they see the cover-up, and here's another part. People see the cover-up and then avoid the truth in front of them. They cover up. They see what's going on. They see the truth in front of them, avoiding the truth that's in there, but they go with the cover-up, which makes you an accomplice to the cover-up even worse than the other person, than the person that actually started the cover-up. Because now you're covering up too as well. I mean, let's take a look at this Let's take a look at this voter fraud situation that we have, which is a big situation. This is not what the media says, and not what other people are telling you, but it is a very, 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 very big problem. I mean, people are covering up this election, big time. They are. I mean, all the voter fraud and stories and all the voter fraud stuff that is out there right now is so overwhelming, and it's building up and up and up, but it's being covered up by the press. It's being covered up by the Georgia recount people, the people doing the recounts, the governors, the mayors. I mean, this is a massive cover-up for a big crime that Biden thought would be a perfect, Biden and the Democrats thought would be a perfect crime. Yet, it's not. And so, therefore, the cover-up. There's a big cover-up on it. And like in most cases, once you cover something up, sooner or later it's going to come out. Sooner or later it's going to come up from being covered up. You see, ladies and gentlemen, we see this, and what you're not seeing the stories. That's why you have to pay attention to the American Rebel and other ones like me, to find out the real truth out there. Because you're not going to get this type of stuff out in the world over there with CNN, CSNBC, and all those others. You're not going to see it. I mean, one of the biggest cover-ups that I see that when it comes time for like getting stories is fact-checking. Many of the stories that you see, there's a lot of stories that you see on YouTube and others that are actually really true, but they're fact-checked, saying that they're false. Okay, who's doing the fact-checking, number one? And what facts are you using? Whose facts are you using, and who's doing the fact-checking? Because I guarantee you, those people are doing a cover-up to cover up the situation and say, hey, no, this is an accusation. There's nothing to it. It's like that police officer over in South Park going, there's nothing here to look at. Please go away. Walk away, please. Thank you. Nothing to see around here. Keep going. There's a lot to see. And it's entertaining to see. Because the fact checks are trying to cover up. And the more they cover up these stories, the more they cover up each and every one, a lot of the YouTube stories that show up, which YouTube people put out because they see it. They've been there. They're actually there. They see what's going on. Then they cover it up. They cover it up. Yet the hypocrisy is, in regards to it, is that they don't cover up. They don't cover up the stories of. They don't cover up stories of things that Black Lives Matter protesters do to people, or Antifa, or anyone else like that. They don't cover up those stories. They don't cover up those stories. They don't want them. They try to hide them, but not cover them up. And they cover them up more and more. The more you cover up, the sooner or later it's going to come be exposed. Because that door is going to open up on you, and it's going to flood out and fall all over you, or whoever opens the door, or whoever steps on that mat, they'll step on a bunch of dust and they'll be flying right in their face, just like in the movies. Ladies and gentlemen, this is evident that this election was a fraud. From the witnesses on there that have sworn in affidavits, to all the other things caught on video or not, there is highly evident that this was a joint effort by many people, liberals and everyone else, liberals and others like them, to get Joe Biden in the White House to make sure to get Donald Trump out of the White House. Why? It's evident. With his record and what's going on with this country. But see, they want him out so badly. Everyone is working together in order to make this work, to cover up work, to make this perfect crime happen. Using fact checks that are not actually factual, and the people that are doing the fact checks are actually biased, that are trying to influence. And I mean influence. A transition, hence another podcast, influence transition that really is not there. You see, ladies and gentlemen, only by seeing these cover-ups for what they are, and looking past them and seeing actually they're trying to cover up, not only will you find it very interesting, to say the least. But you also may find yourself going, why didn't I see it sooner? And then you'll have to look for it deep in yourself and say, was I really wanting to see that? Or what did I just avoid it and glaze over it? What was that? That's me. That's it for me today, the American Rebel. I hope you have a great day. And remember, you know, these cover-ups, don't accept cover-ups. Because the more they cover up, the more interesting things are, and the more guilty they are when they cover things up, and how hard to try to. Instead of letting things come to light and covering something up, you don't. It shows how guilty you are in so many different counts that it's pathetic. So, if you are, like I said, whoever's president, either Trump or Biden, we are still in the midst of an American revolution called America First, ladies and gentlemen. We have socialists, and we have socialists, we have progressives, and we have communistic Democrats and people like them, Washington people, wanting to take our freedom, take our money, take our opportunity, and to limit us so that we are the pigs on the suck. We are the piglets on the suckle of the big pig, and they are the biggest pigs out there. Believe me. I don't want to suck on any kind of thing. I want to be able off my own, and I want a real America. I don't want a welfare state. So for all of you folks that can go out and protest, I know it's kind of snowing in different areas in the pandemic. If you go out there, you know, put stuff in your home out in your front yard. Still say America first, America first. Do that, America first. On your cars, American flags. Caravans, do caravans for Trump supporters and America first people going out there. Let them know that there's more of us than there's more of them. Basically, because there is, and the truth is, go out and protest when you can. Protest if you can, you know, by protest or rally. By the thousands. Let's let them know that we are out there, we are in force, and we are not going to allow them to take this country and turn it into a welfare socialist state. We're not going to allow it to happen. We're not. Bottom line. So go out there and protest and rally. Donald J. Trump, go out there and you're our commander-in-chief here in regards to this welfare state, in regards to this American Revolution we call America First. We need you, our commander in chief, to go out there and rally, get the public outcry on it. Let's give Biden and Democrats no peace right now, either before, while we're waiting for it, or the presidency, or if he does become president. Let's not give them any peace. Every time they go out and speak, go out there and infiltrate it, and then go America first. Say America first as they're speaking. And then if they don't do it all at once, because then let them speak a little bit, and then have another group say America first, and let's get these people know that we are not going to take this lane down. We are not going to allow them to rip our country off and turn it into a socialistic communistic regime. And then if those that can't, like me, well then blow up their phones, blow up their internets, and I don't mean by bombs, but I say blow it up by podcasts, words, responses. Just blow it up. Blow up their emails. Blow up their Twitter accounts, Facebook accounts. Go ahead and do that. Do that hard and hit them hard. I mean, hit them hard with everything. So let them know that there is going to be no peace and we're not going to comply with them. That there's no peace. And that we see the hypocrisy happening up, and we see the cover up, and we're not going to get fooled by it. Let them know that, so that we can make, so all of us together can show these people that we do not. It is not cool. Number one, and number two, we don't want their government. We want a real American government. We want a real America. Not socialistic America. This is me, Pete, Mr. Motivator. Remember what my Aunt Adrian used to say: make each day the best possible. And I say, make the best life, best year possible. And with the American Rebel, I say, what I say? Make the best nation possible. America first. Let me hear it. All right, you have yourself a great day, and peace out, and God bless.